complete without me doing that. I just want to say that up front so that you don't panic in this last hour. Can you hear us, Mr. Jan van Lochenberg?
Yes, Chairperson, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Thank you.
Other members, Honorable Suela, can you hear us?
We can hear you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Hermans. Bye, Danki. Thank you, colleagues. I think we're now going to resume, but just maybe before that, before I hand over to you, Advocate Mbofu, just to indicate that just before lunch, the witness would have registered to me his discomfort on the line of questioning and the fact that you would be going deeper into those issues that would have been ventilated in court. I'm going to urge you to take that into account as you now proceed with your interaction with the witness. You may proceed.
Thank you very much, Chair. Yes, no, I will. In fact, we're still going to go to the judgments. Yeah. Mr. Van Lochenberg, the Chair is right. Let me also assist you. The reason why my learned friend, Ms. Bauer, went through those extracts from the court records yesterday was effectively to do what she then did afterwards, which was for you to confirm your views on what she regards as the important parts of the judgment. And I'll be doing the same with you, but we're not there yet. And please be patient with us. I know that, as you say, you've put many affidavits about this, but this is a new and fresh process altogether. Right. Thank you, Chairperson. Now, we were still dealing with the alleged interception of the NPA offices. You are aware of that part of what the people who admitted to have participated in illegal activities under the auspices of your unit included this issue of surveillance or interception at the NPA, correct?
No, Chairperson, I know absolutely nothing about the matter. If I may just take you to the judgment in 48521 of 2019 at paragraph 223, because I'm obviously slow and I'm less than eloquent. If I may just take you there, please, Chairperson.
Okay, Crossman,
proceed.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, sorry. Thank you, Chair.
I just want to answer Mr. Borfu's question.
You said paragraph what?
Paragraph 223, Chairperson.
Thank you.
May I proceed?
Yes, please go ahead.
The court said the following. In order to consider if the investigative unit functioned illegally and unlawfully, one has to reflect on what they did and how they did it. The public protector failed to reflect on any of the 81 investigations and the manner in which the unit investigated, acquired evidence, or how this was used in courts, tax inquiries, and in seizures. Much is made of the recordings of Mr. Janssen van Rensburg, Mr. Lombard, and Mr. Duval. The recordings are clearly a contentious issue, but concerns three unit members out of 26 employees at the time. The NPA ultimately refused to prosecute any of the members involved or implicated in these recordings. The public protector did not conduct any investigations of her own to verify the recordings and did not conduct any interviews with any of the people concerned. Of all the, in inverted commas, witnesses, the person best suited to tell the public protector what the unit did was Mr. Van Lochenberg. She failed to interview him, and when he filed an affidavit in the review proceedings, she simply ignored his evidence. I want to add to that, Chairperson. That's my point one in response to the question. My point two is, Ms. Mkhwebane did not interview Mr. Janse van Rensburg. She did not interview Mr. Alcott Lombard, and she did not interview Mr. Johan de Waal. She did not interview me. The recordings itself, as incomplete as they are, also contain conversations such as where Mr. Moyane asks pertinently questions about any equipment acquired or purchased by the unit at any point in time. And it's then explained in quite detail how they did not purchase or acquire or use any equipment for any such purposes as implied or suggested or claimed. Point five, and that's the last point in response, is that Mr. Janse van Rensburg was the manager of the unit from inception to March 2008. He then left the employ of the institution. Mr. Lombard was a member of the unit for the same period, February 2007 until the 11th of April 2008, whereafter he was then moved to another unit. The so-called equipment that Ms. Mkhwebane listed in her report is then equipment that Mr. Lombard in the recordings very specifically indicate had nothing to do with the unit, but were acquired by a completely different unit in SARS for a completely different purpose. I know of no persons that ever bugged officers of the NPA at all. I know of no such investigation or activity whatsoever. I have nothing further to say. I think the manner in which the court states it is perfect. Ms. Mkhwebane ought to have asked me. I would have assisted her to the best of my ability to determine the facts of the matter. But in order to establish the legality and lawfulness of what that unit did over the period of 7 years that it existed, one has to look at what they did. Ms. Mkhwebane did none such thing. This lies at the heart of my complaint. Yesterday I said my complaint is very narrow. All I'm saying is that the investigation was not an investigation because Ms. Mkhwebane did not seek to obtain all the facts. Thank you, Chairperson.
Yeah. No, that's you said that loud and clear. And it was not an investigation because she did not speak to you.
Because she did not obtain all the facts.
Yeah, but mainly because she ignored you.
That too, Chairperson. She also claims to not have been able to find me.
Yes. No. Okay. We're going to come to exactly that. That's why I'm asking you that question. But before we go there, are you serious? That is the first time you hear that the unit intercepted the NPA or the DSO.
I've heard the claims.
Oh, maybe I'm sorry, Mr. Lochenberg. I don't want to put words in your mouth here. I know you said you know nothing about it, and I just want to know. It might be that you don't know that it in fact happened. I'm simply asking you whether you've never heard of that allegation, whether it's false or true. put it aside for now.
No, I have obviously heard of those allegations.
Okay, good. And insofar as that allegation goes, it is that there was the rogue unit intercepted the Directorate for Special Investigations to spy on them in relation to the Celebi case. Is that correct?
No, Chairperson, it's incorrect.
And that spying was to find out if there might be anything which would then be reported allegedly to President Mbeki. Is that the first time you're hearing that as well?
No, I've heard multiple versions of the specific allegations. You're
including that one.
I don't know who's made that claim, but I have heard it, yes.
You've heard it, yes. No, that's why I'm saying let's forget about the veracity for now. But the allegation is that the spying was in connection with the Celebi criminal matter. Let me put it that way.
I think I've answered, Chairperson. I said it's one of the multiple versions of this claim.
All right. And the recording that you say you've seen, or a transcript, I don't know if you've heard the actual recording or the transcript. One of the issues covered there is this issue of the interception at the NPA.
I apologize, Chairperson. I'm very slow. I'm not understanding the question. Could it be rephrased, perhaps?
Yes. No, so I was just rounding off this topic. I'm saying you admit, or do you agree that part of the evidence, or let's say the allegations contained in the recordings, have to do with the interception at the DSO?
No, I don't.
Okay. So you've just heard it from, let's say, the grapevine, that version about Celebi and President Mbeki and so on.
I think it was in the media. It was all over the place. I don't specifically at this very minute recall where I first heard it. If it's necessary, I can go and try and find out to you, Chairperson.
That's fine. You've listened to these recordings yourself, correct?
Yes, Chairperson.
All right. Now let's then come to your favorite topic, which is how you were ignored. So to understand it, in context, am I correct that your, what you call your gripe, includes the fact that Ms. Mkhwebane was unable to trace you at the time of the investigation, correct?
It's not a gripe, it's a fact.
Yes, but I thought you said that's the gist of your complaint, yeah. Okay, that's fine. Let's call it whatever you want. But do you accept that the information that was given to Ms. Mkhwebane by the investigators involved in this particular investigation was that they were not able to find you?
Sorry, Chairperson, are you asking whether I accept that?
Yes. Because when I say do you accept something, it means I'm giving you an opportunity so that if we bring evidence to a particular effect, it cannot be said that I did not put it to you. Otherwise, we have to call you back and forth here. So you can always
okay, pick up on
something.
No,
you understand.
I accept if that is what they say. I accept that. I just think they should, yeah, they should come for tips on how to find people.
No, that's true. So you're simply saying you accept it, but you're saying they could have done better.
If that is the case, as I said, the address on the subpoena is non-existent.
Yeah. And assuming these were people who are normally good investigators, Ms. Mkobana would not have had any reason to doubt. If they say they can't find you, maybe you're right. With the benefit of hindsight now, they could have gone to the internet or this or that and the other. But the point is, if they informed her that they cannot find you, she had to take that at face value.
It's a possibility, certainly, Jeff.
Thank you. That's all I need. Thank you very much.
Can I understand, are you putting the public protector's version to...
Sorry, I can't hear Chetus.
No. Sorry.
Just repeat, Advocate Bauer, so that the witness can hear.
I just want to be clear so that I understand. Are you putting the version that your evidence will be with either the public protector or another witness takes the stand, that's the version that will be before the committee that you're putting to this witness?
Not quite, because we still have to decide whether there'll even be a need to do that. But I'm happy for the sake of progress to say that's our version. Yeah, but I can't attribute it for now to this or that witness. Yeah. But that's our version. Okay.
Proceed.
Thank you. Yes, and that's what I was explaining to Mr. Van Lottenberg, and I think he understands it. But when I put something, he can always say no, he doesn't accept it. But I have to put it to him. But fortunately, this one he has accepted. Right. Now, you would agree then that, just for the sake of completion, if that is, excuse me, assume for now that either the public protector or another witness will confirm that they couldn't find you genuinely, maybe not, as you say, they must come to you for lessons on tracing and I'm sure many other things. But let's assume that she was given that information and she accepted it. And then you would agree then that all the elements or the aftermath of what you call your main complaint would effectively be answered by that attitude from her. In other words, it was not because she decided, I'm just going to close my ears and I'm never going to speak to Mr. Van Lottenberg, but that you could not be found. You agree with that?
No, I don't, Chairperson, because it still does not address the fact that the public protector addressed my lawyers 3 weeks prior to concluding the investigation.
Yes. All those are what we call the benefit of hindsight. I'm talking about something different. The Advocate Mkobani is not here for writing letters or not writing letters. She's here, according at least to your evidence, because she would have consciously avoided the truth, to put it crudely, by, among other things, not contacting you. That's the theory, if I understand it correctly. Do you understand the difference between that and...
Yes, Chairperson, except Ms. Mkwebane states implicitly that she did seek information and records from me, and she did set about to subpoena me. So it was her intention to engage with me. Now, all right, if the version is that she sent some of her experienced investigators to deliver the subpoena, and for whatever reason or another, they were incapable of getting hold of me. And they went back to Ms. Mkwebane and said, we can't find this man, sorry. And she accepted that. That may be so, that may be a possibility. And I'm not implying culpability in such a situation.
Thank you.
But it does beg the question then, what is a public protector if one has regard for that Mail and Guardian case description? That says, well, I need this guy, I need his records and information in order to conclude my investigation properly and meaningfully. My guys can't find this character. What else should I do? And while this occurs, this character's lawyer writes to the public protector. She could have used YouTube to call me.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I understand what Mr. Mpofu is asking me, Chairperson, and I'm saying all of those things are indeed possibilities. I don't know. It depends. One would have to hear from Ms. Mkwebane what really happened there. How did it come to be that she did not manage to engage with me, and why not? I don't know. She never said anything in the court papers in response there to at all. So I don't know, and I don't think it would be proper for me to sit and speculate and hypothesize about could have and would have and should have. I don't think it's in the interest of justice or this committee. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, don't know about the interest of justice. And if you want to us to define what the interest of justice is, then we'll be here all day. Yeah. Anyway, in fact, yeah, coming to that, yeah, you must, okay, no, that won't come out, okay. Would you agree that you are not coming here as a legal expert, so the terms that you use, we must take them from where they come, as they say. And I'm saying that in relation to the things you've said, you've set out things in your affidavit which you're saying a common cause. Do you know what common cause means?
Chairperson, I was assisted by a senior counsel and a very experienced attorney. And my affidavit says where I make legal submissions, I do so on advice of them, which I accept. So I understand the broad meaning of the term common cause. It means that there is no dispute. It is accepted by both Ms. Mkwebane and myself.
All right. Now, you understand that you were doing an affidavit to support Mr. Pillay, correct?
I was asked to look at the papers and respond to parts thereof that I was legally capable of doing so.
Yes, in fact, I think yours was a philanthropic exercise. As you explain it in the affidavit, you just wanted to assist the masses of our people.
Well, firstly, I wanted to help the 26 employees and their families, Chairperson. Sorry, I've lost audio.
Good. Right. Yes, that's part of the philanthropy. Okay. So
it's not philanthropy, Chairperson.
It's kindness.
It's the right thing to do when it's called Ubuntu.
That's philanthropy. Ubuntu incorporates philanthropy and caring for others. Yeah. So maybe let's stick to the vernacular. Yeah. So you were doing that affidavit for Ubuntu, correct?
Yes, Chairperson. Because it's the right thing to do.
Yeah. Okay. And let's start here. Insofar as Mr. Pillay is concerned, you do understand that you are not the primary target of the investigation. The primary target of the investigation was Mr. Godin.
I don't know, Chairperson. All I know is that the Act talks about implicated parties. I was an implicated party.
No, man. Listen to me carefully. Do you know, you said you've read the report. Do you know or do you not know that the primary target of the investigation was Mr. Godin?
No, I don't know that, Chairperson.
Even after you read the report?
We can go to the report. You can see what the complaints were. Some of those complaints related directly to me.
Was there any remedial action about something that you should do?
Yes.
What? What were you supposed to do?
Ms. Mkwebane, the one remedial action was that the recommendations of the Inspector General of Intelligence report must be implemented.
No, Mr. van Loffenberg. Implemented by you?
No, it must be implemented by this, a number of law enforcement agencies, and one of them was that I should be criminally prosecuted.
Okay, I think we don't understand each other. I'm saying, let me put it to you as a positive statement so that you can agree. There was no remedial action for you to take, in other words, to do something yourself, to prosecute someone or to issue an apology or whatever.
No, that's correct. Yeah. Sorry, I misunderstood, Mr. Wolf.
No, no problem. And that is why the case 48521/19 is Pravin Chamnadas Gordon and the public protector and so on. Because the primary target of that report was him, correct?
I don't know, Chairperson. As you say, I'm a lay person.
No, you can't be a lay person when it suits you. You've been telling us about common cause and all sorts of things.
Yes, I say that on advice of my expert attorneys and advocates.
Okay, I put it to you.
Just a pause there, Advocate Bauer.
Sorry.
I just want to, I don't know if Mr. Mpofu has the report in front of him, but I just like you to direct you to page 4236 and 4237 of the report, and it specifically states what the complaint is. Number one mentions the appointment of Mr. van Loffenberg, and number two says Mr. van Loffenberg unlawfully received cash deposits paid directly into his personal F&B bank account from taxpayers and her representatives under the investigation by SARS. So whilst I understand Mr. Mpofu saying he wasn't expected to implement any remedial action, the first proposition was that it didn't relate to Mr. Rochenberg is not borne out by the complaint.
No, maybe Malena friend was not listening to me carefully. That's why I confined this to a remedial action. I've used the word remedial action so many times.
With respect, I listened quite carefully. Your second question related to remedial action. Your first question related to whether you were investigating, and you said it was an investigation into Mr. Cordal.
Okay. Let me, fine. So let's erase that, all of it. I'll do it again. Do you accept that the primary target of the investigation was Mr. Godin, like I said a few minutes ago?
No, Chairperson.
And the second question was there any remedial action directed at you? And I think you've answered that. I don't think you need to.
No, Chairperson.
Yeah, good. All right. Now let's go back to the issue of the primary target. Now, I'll put it to you. In fact, I was going to put it to you now when I was interrupted, that anybody reading that report would understand that the primary target, and I use the word primary advisedly, of the investigation was aimed at the role of Mr. Gordhan. There might have been secondary people mentioned, but the primary target was Mr. Gordhan. You dispute that?
Chairperson, I don't know what is asked of me. What is the target?
But how can you answer something you don't know? I asked you the question, you said no. What were you saying no to? I asked you, is the primary target Mr. Gordhan? You didn't say you don't know. You said no. So you understood the question two questions ago. Now you don't understand it.
No, I don't understand it in the context in which you're asking me, Chairperson.
I'm not asking
you. There wasn't just one target of the investigation. There were multiple, if you want to use the term target, targets in the investigation. One of them being, and I suppose the most prominent one was Mr. Gordhan, certainly. But there were others too.
Yes,
I was one. That is why I'm here today, Chairperson.
Mr. Van Lochenberg, please just assist us. Do you know that when I say to you the primary target was Mr. Gordhan, that almost implies that there must have been other targets. If he was the only target, why would I use the word primary? In your just as common sense. I'm saying to you, you prefer the word prominent. Fine, let's use your word. You accept that the prominent target of the investigation was Mr. Gordhan.
Yes, Chairperson.
Thank you. And you are one of the secondary targets in that sense, correct?
Yes, Chairperson. The less prominent.
The less prominent. Okay. I will not use second. I come from band education, so we used primary and.
I do too, Chair.
Secondary school. Yeah. Okay, so, okay, fine. The less prominent target is then here, as you are saying, that's why you are here, correct?
Yes, Chairperson, because my rights were affected.
Right. Okay, so maybe the primary target will also be here, but that's fine. That's a story for another day. The... next issue that I want to talk about is this issue that the one that I think you wanted to go to. No, let's just tie up one of the things we dealt with in the morning. Did I hear you correctly that you said you did not get a hearing before Advocate Sikakan?
Not get a hearing in respect of many issues contained in his report.
But he called you, correct?
Yes, on two occasions, Chairperson.
Oh, good. So you appeared before that panel twice?
Correct, Chairperson.
Yes. And I think from your book, you say that on the first occasion, he was... courteous, and in the second occasion, you are not that happy.
I'm glad my book is read by eminent people, Chairperson.
Thank you. Flattery is not going to get you very far, Mr. Van Lochenberg.
But is that a yes answer?
Yes, Chairperson.
Thank you.
Correct.
Right. So at least to that extent, you had some Audi, or hearing, sorry. So sorry for the Latin.
I had no Audi.
No Audi. So on those occasions, they didn't raise issues to do with allegations against you? at all?
They did, to an extent, as I said, to an extent.
But
a limited extent.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying to that, that's why my question started with, to that extent, you had some Audi. Both of those words imply that it was not complete.
Yes, Jesus.
Thank you.
To a very limited extent.
Oh. Okay, I won't go there. We won't go to whether it was a primary extent or the secondary extent.
Perhaps, Chairperson, if I may just for Mr. Nkosi's benefit, while we're on the topic, just for Mr. Chairperson, just for Mr. Nkosi's benefit, during the break I checked, the initial communication where SARS publicly removed the Sikakane report from their website was privately between myself and the South African Revenue Service in 2018. It was only in 2020, in other words, after the Public Protector report, that the Revenue Service publicly communicated that they no longer relied on the Sikakane report.
Okay, sorry, I missed some of that, Mr. Van Rochemberg, but it's fine. I think
I'll be quick.
No. Okay.
In other words, it's after the report, not before.
I'm sorry. Yeah, no, you can just summarize the part I missed. I'm sorry, Mr. Van Rochemberg. I just was looking at something else. But I'm saying I'm happy. You don't have to. I'll read the record for myself. The point I just wanted to register now was the fact that you had some kind of what you call limited hearing before Advocate Sikakane. I'm happy with that answer. you also said yesterday that the crux of your, and I'm paraphrasing, the crux of your complaint and why you're here is that you fail to act without fear, favor, or prejudice. So let's just unpack that a little bit. What
it's
fear?
Not what I said, Jefferson.
Okay, you didn't say she failed to act without fear, favor, or prejudice.
No, I specified prejudice.
No, Mr. Van Lochenberg, you said this. It was on television. The whole country heard you. Let's not quibble about that. Okay.
Just reflect to my affidavit, Chairperson.
No, I'm not talking about affidavit, Mr. Van Lochenberg. Please listen carefully. Are you fine? Are you okay?
Yes, I'm just in a bit of pain, but I'm fine. I can handle it.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. We only have another 10-15 minutes before your break.
We can cut to the chase, Chairperson. If I said fear, favor, or prejudice, my emphasis is on the term with prejudice.
So what must we do now? We must discard what you said yesterday.
You can adapt it accordingly, Chairperson.
No, I'm going to stick with it.
Just a pause, Advocate Mbofu, Advocate Bauer.
I stand corrected, but I understood it to be a general proposition yesterday that under the Constitution, the public protector is obliged to act without fear, favor, or prejudice. I'll get somebody on my team to check, but my recollection seems to be that that was what was said.
Well, firstly, that's not what was said, but even if it was said, it would be said in relation to Advocate Mkhwebane, because that's what we're here for. But what was said, and you'll find it on the news, Morning Live, is he said, in the Hen investigation, she failed to act without fear, favor, or prejudice. I don't want to quibble about such a thing. You said it, and the record will speak for itself. What fear were you talking about?
Just give me 1 second, please, Chairperson.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Chair. In fact, just to help you, you then say she failed in all of those. That's how you ended that sentence.
Yes, I recall that.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt Mr. Van Lochenberg. I'm saying I'm kind of answering you and my learned friend at the same time. So when you said she, you meant Advocate Mkhwebane, correct?
I want to answer you, Chairperson, if you can just allow me. Okay, the terms I used when I said that, Chairperson, was Ms. Mkhwebane failed the tests of courage, vigilance, and conviction of purpose.
Sorry, say that again. Courage?
Courage, vigilance, and conviction of purpose.
Uh-huh. On top of the fear and favor and prejudice, or instead of?
No, I said I made out a proper case that in my experience, Ms. Mkhwebane failed to act without prejudice.
Okay.
My reference to fear, favor, or prejudice was a direct quote from Mail and Guardian.
Now, the Mail and Guardian didn't say she. That's a court case. I'm saying you said she failed to act without fear, favor, and prejudice. And then you say she failed in all of those. She was Advocate Mkhwebane, correct?
Chairperson, I need your guidance. I don't recall saying that. I recall saying prejudice only, where I made reference to all three of those items I quoted from case law, and where I said that Ms. Mkhwebane failed, I referred specifically to courage, vigilance, and conviction of purpose.
Okay, that's fine. I'm sure you'll catch it on Twitter. All right, that's fine. Let's go to the... right. The vigilance, how did she feel on vigilance?
Just repeat that so that they can hear you properly.
Okay. Ms. Stefan Loffenberg, how did she feel on vigilance?
She failed to acquire all the facts, Chairperson.
Oh, I see. So it goes back to that issue of not being able to find you. Correct?
No, it goes back to paragraph 223 of the court judgment.
Okay. You lack going to the court judgment, but I've been saying we're going to go there, but seeing that you're so eager. I'll take you there. All right, before we go there, you said that you left SARS because of state capture.
Yes, Chairperson, I deposed quite a lengthy affidavit to the SARS Commission of Inquiry, in which I said the facts out in detail.
No, forget that. I'm talking about what you said here.
And, yes.
In paragraph...
yes, Chairperson, correct.
Sorry. Um, paragraph 8 of your affidavit.
Yes, Jefferson, I've confirmed.
Yeah, let me finish. Of this commission, you said, I resigned from SARS in February 2015 as a direct result of state capture.
Correct, Jefferson.
What is that? What state capture?
It's when a group of people, I'm giving you the layperson's definition, my definition. When a group of people use nefarious or improper or unconstitutional or illegal or unlawful or a combination of those activities with a view to control, influence, and take over the functions of a particular component within the state.
And you resigned from SARS because of those many big things?
Yes.
Okay. Who were those group of people who made you to resign because of state capture?
There were very many. Just for sake of getting to the point quickly, I would just group them into certain private businesses such as Bain & Company, certain individuals and business entities that were under investigation by the South African Revenue Service, certain state officials deployed in the prosecuting authority, the Hawks, the Police Crime Intelligence and the State Security Agency in the main.
They don't have names.
They have names.
Who are they? The primary ones.
I've listed them. Well, I can go to my affidavit quickly and list them for you if you want.
You can't remember them without going to your affidavit.
It's a very long list, Chair.
I said the highlights, the kingpins or queenpins, whatever.
You mean the most prominent individuals?
Absolutely.
Mr. Jacob Zuma.
Just pause there, Mr. Van Lochenbeck, Advocate Bauer.
Can I maybe inquire from my learned friend, what's the relevance of all of this to this inquiry?
Advocate Mpof?
Yes, no, I should be asking from her. That's the statement from the witness that which was put before this committee. If it was irrelevant, then why is it put here? What is it doing here?
Witness has explained to you what his understanding was of state capture. He's explained to you the category of people he thought. The question I'm asking is, what is the relevance of naming people to the relevance to this inquiry?
It's the same relevance. If he left SARS because of state capture, or whether he left because of the rogue unit, it's a relevant distinction. And he has volunteered that he left because of state capture. And you're correct that I asked him to define what it is, because I didn't know what it means. And he has now kindly done so. So I want to know then, I'm probing further as to what role it played in his departure, because my version is that he left because of his criminal activities.
Yes, Honorable Mulder.
Alleged criminal activities. First.
Alleged criminal activities.
Yes, that's not quite important.
Yes. And
absolutely. We don't find people guilty around here.
The prominent ones, yeah.
The alleged ones, yes. And second, I would like to ask, why is it relevant why he resigned from SARS at all?
I don't know. Well, he put it there. Why are you asking me?
Sorry, Chairman, through you. You are asking him why he resigned. Why is it relevant?
Because he put it in his statement, Mr. Mulder. Which part of that is not clear? If it's here, this is an inquiry. Says this affidavit is therefore submitted specifically, he says, at paragraph 6, yeah, pursuant to the public invitation by Parliament of the Republic of South Africa to any person willing to provide evidence in respect of the conduct of Ms. Busisiwe Mkhwebane. In that affidavit, he tells us at paragraph 8 that he resigned from SARS in February as a direct result of state capture. And you're asking me, to explain why that is relevant.
May I address you, Chairperson?
Okay, go ahead, Honourable Mald.
The Honourable Witness indicated that for his perception resigned because of his perception of what state capture was. And he explained what it was according to him. It's surely not up to him now to rephrase the whole Zonda process and say exactly in detail what state capture implies. That is not on our agenda at all. He gave his interpretation that he, in terms of his perception, resigned because of his perception about state capture, and he gave his definition about that. Going now into the details of names, et cetera, is really not on our table.
Well, I'm going to ask the question because it's relevant to what the witness deemed to be relevant. If it was relevant for him to give the definition you're talking about, then why is it not relevant to go deeper as to why that he has defined made him to depart?
I'm asking rhetorically.
I didn't, with all due respect for you, Chairperson, I did not hear the witness say that it's all that relevant. He was asked by Advocate Mpofu about the relevance of state capture, and then he gave his definition as a late person. I think that settles it.
It settles for who? I'm the one asking questions here.
Okay.
I'll tell you when my question is settled. All right?
Okay, proceed, Advocate Mpofu.
Okay, thank you.
Just on a point of order. Sorry, Chair. Just on a point of order. Advocate Mpofu, you asked to be treated with respect. You asked that repeatedly. I would ask that you treat the members of this committee with like respect.
Okay, but don't shout at me.
I'm sorry, I'm not shouting. I'm asking you politely to treat the members of this committee with respect. Honourable Mulder asked you a question, and you responded aggressively. Kindly, please stop interrupting members when they are talking. And kindly address members of this committee with appropriate respect.
Thank you, Mr. Chairperson.
Thank you, Chair.
Control this meeting. I'm trying to do that.
Thank you, Chair.
Advocate Mpofu, can you please proceed with the witness?
With my
now?
Question. Yes. No, I will, Chair. I don't. If the honourable member thinks that. Sorry.
Chairperson.
I'm sorry, Mr. Van Lochrende.
Perhaps if it may advance the process.
Yeah.
Nothing turns on, in my view, and nothing was intended to turn on my recordal of having resigned from the Revenue Service directly as a result of state capture. You will see in the numbering, it's point 8. It starts off with point 7. Now, point 7, point 1 tells you when I commenced my service at the South African Revenue Service. And until when, starting at a relatively junior level and climbing these ranks, which is a common cause item between Ms. Mkhwebane and I, whereas point 8 is not a common cause point. But I felt the need, personal need, to close the loop from a factual perspective only. Nothing in respect of my grievance before this committee turns on point 8. I don't, unless the committee believes otherwise, I don't think too much needs to be made of it for purposes of this committee's process. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Chair. Well, you're the one who put it there. But before I ask you my next question, just want to respond to the honorable member from the DA to say that I don't know what he's referring to about disrespect. Because I think the only person who has been insulted here this morning is me about speaking at rallies and dragging this until the end of a contract and all sorts of things like that. And as I said this morning, if I've offended you, then I apologize. But I believe, and I'm sure Mr. Van Lochenberg will agree with me when he talks about Ubuntu, that respect is a two-way process and it must be earned. And I'm here to respect anybody, especially those who also respect me and my client. But I'm not here to cower to anything. I'm here to do my job and to do it with as much self-restraint as possible.
Thank you.
Understood the amount of self-restraint I have to.
I think you've made the point. I want you now to just go to your last question.
No, it looks like we are agreed.
Please go to your last question.
Thanks. No, it looks like the members just acknowledge we understand each other, I think. Yeah. Thank you. All right.
Chairperson, I just want to draw your attention to the time, please.
Yes, I am very conscious. Advocate Mpofu, are you still consulting?
Oh, okay. No, yes, I'm sorry, Chairperson. I'm sorry, I'm very sorry, Mr. Van Lochenberg, to waste your time.
You're not wasting my time, Chair. I just have something else I need to attend to.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about the last few minutes here. I'm saying it's on News 24, it's just for your thought. It says, Van Lochenberg said Mkhwebane failed in her duty to conduct investigation into the so-called rogue unit without fear, favor, and prejudice by not affording him the opportunity to participate. You don't have to comment. I just want to say that's why I was surprised for you. So the Twitterati responded even quicker.
Okay. Thank you, Advocate Mpofu. I think that's where we will pause for today. Mr. Johan van Lochenberg, we are going to stop there. You don't have to comment and respond to that. You would have commented earlier on the issue. We will resume tomorrow at 10.
Thank you, Chairperson.
The meeting is adjourned. Thank you. Can the support...
Sorry, Mr. Chairperson.
Come again.
We're going to excuse Mr. Lochenberg and then play the...
Recording stopped.
Okay. The video recording, the 4 minutes one. Oh, my apology. Mr. Van Lochenberg, you are excused. We'll finish off with that
recording in progress
video. I'd forgotten about that. Can we have that on? Honorable Tshabalala, in the meantime, yes. I recognize you.
Thanks, Chairperson. It's unfortunate you recognize me when you've closed the meeting. I've raised my hand twice and thrice. You've perpetually said you're going to come back to me. You didn't do that. You even closed the meeting. You said members are going to interact Ms. Lochenberg for some clarities that one would have wanted and sought for this opportunity. So I just wanted to register that. Whether it comes more or something like that, please note it, because I'm really not comfortable. Thank you.
Yes, I did indicate that it will happen tomorrow. I did indicate when I started that's what will happen tomorrow. Honorable
Maneli. No, thank you, Chair. I did get that indication. You said it's a guidance that tomorrow we come in. I just wanted to just check for purposes of record so that I know how to prepare for the questions I need to ask. Just firstly, from the evidence leader, two things to raise there. one relates to, in fact, all of them would relate to that we listened to as a conversation that was taking place somewhere, and there would have been the mention of Advocate Bauer there. Just for purposes of dealing with what we've been seized with as a committee of bias and all that, that if we can get that point clarified, that it's not linked to the matter that we're dealing with. I think that's, for me, the first point. Second point would be that, because this is already out there now, just to check whether you'll understand, there's also been issue of legality thrown in how this committee functions. Just to check whether that recording, for purposes of the committee, just also to place it on record, whether it was obtained legally such that we will not be questioned later on about the same. So that's in relation to the evidence leader. But as it relates to Advocate Kwane, the public protector, when that recording was introduced, there was an issue raised, firstly, that they've not received the recording, but later on it was explained that it's probably how they needed to access it and could be helped in that regard. And I want to ask a specific question, because I don't want to ask something and then I'm told later that that's not the case. Now, having listened to the recording, would there be confirmation that indeed we are referring to Advocate Mkhwebane as speaking in that recording, meaning did she meet those people that she needed to meet? So that I don't ask that question later and find that out of technology that is today manipulative in its nature, then I'm told it's robotics. So at least it's important to place it on record. Is it fair? So that when we ask questions that relate to that one, we are talking to the person, not the robotics. So I'm raising it because it was left hanging as though it's a matter to be clarified off record. So that if there are problems with that, I don't get to ask questions around that line if there will be questions about it. I hope, Chair, I'm assisting the meeting in the questions I'm asking, but also assist myself in getting to the real questions that are before the committee to look at. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Maneli. Advocate Bauer.
Chair, can I respond? Because it will be a very quick response. So I must apologize. I meant to go on record on that issue this morning and I completely forgot. In January 2019, I was wearing the hat of the evidence leader for the Mokgoro inquiry into the allegations of Advocate Jiba and Advocate Mkhwebi. In the course of that investigation, I had interactions with the Inspector General's office for purposes of that investigation, which had absolutely nothing to do with SARS units or rogue units. And I completely forgot. I did in my opening address place that role on the record, and the reference in the recording was the Inspector General's office saying, we have had even Advocate Bauer from the Mokgoro inquiry asking for documents to be unclassified, rather unsuccessfully, I must admit, in that regard. So that's your first question. The second question is, the recording was discovered as part of the Rule 53 record, which I also said up front, that was discovered in case number 4, the case we're talking about. I have the notice under which it was discovered, and I'll make that available to the committee. It was a CD-ROM titled Interview with Inspector General, which is part of the supplementary Rule 53 record provided at 14th August 2019, and it was signed under the hand of the public protector's then instructing attorney, which was Cienego attorneys. I have no doubt if there was a problem, Advocate Mpofu would have objected at the time the recording was being played.
Thank you.
Sure.
Are you done?
And you would have objected had it not been her speaking. I'm pretty sure about it.
Thank you, Edward Bauer. Honorable Sukas.
Yeah, Chair, I think I should have brought it up earlier, but I just want to bring up the matter of the dignity of the witnesses. And it was extremely uncomfortable. And I think maybe for Mr. Van Lochenberg as well, that the issue with the whiskey and him then needing to explain his medical condition, I do think that we need to be cautious and sensitive that we do not violate people's dignity in the process. And so I think in the directives, it forms part of that. So if Chair could just reestablish that boundary, please.
Thank you, Honorable Sukas. The next clarity sought is a specific one in relation to the recording.
Yes.
About whether who we're listening to is indeed Advocate Busiwe Mkhwebane. Yes. And for that, I'm going to require a response from her, not today, because for her to respond, I would want to make sure that she responds having taken oath. So I wouldn't want you to respond on her behalf on that issue.
Okay, I'll leave that issue then, Chair, if you don't want it. But it would have assisted members because it's just quite a simple matter, but I can't. You are the Chair. Yeah. I think maybe just the remark from the Honourable Member there about the dignity of witnesses. I must just say, you would have noticed that I was actually at pains to move away, but the witness was insisting on talking about it exactly for that reason, because I didn't want to go. It's just that when he said he's taking medication, I wanted to just check if he's fine for now. But he was insisting on going into his, and I actually stopped him for that reason. I don't know about the whiskey story. Oh, no, that's got nothing to do with me. The recording issue, Honorable Manelli, the three issues. One is that the issue we raised about not having it in our possession was confirmed. Actually, that information that it was because we can't open it was inaccurate. We did not have it. But that problem was then resolved after the sitting. Some members of my team and the evidence leaders went and sat in some room, and it was resolved. So that's why we didn't go back there. But just for the record, we did not have that information. But we didn't want to quibble about that because it had already been played. The second issue, which is the voice, the Chair has ruled that it will be answered at a different stage. There was a third issue that you raised about an objection that might be raised later. I think if it was to do with the playing, we're not going to take points like that. The fact that it was played before we could have access to it, as lawyers, we just have to live with that, because it's not something we want to quibble. So I can put for the record that I know what you're saying. We don't want sometime next month to say no, but that recording, we placed it on record. So I can specifically say that, that's not what we're going to do. And I was going to answer you on the third one, but I've been rolled out.
Thank you, Advocate Mpofu. Can we have the video?
Sorry, Chair, I'm very sorry. Having said that, what I've just said, I must also place on record that this video that is going to be played here, I've never seen it in my entire life. And So we'll be seeing it for the first time, but I understand that also goes for my learned friend. I think it was sourced as a result of the issue raised by Honorable Member Gondo. In other words, there was no plan. It's not like we're being ambushed. Simply saying that, but I'm placing it on record that I don't know what it says or what it, what is contained in it.
Do you know what it says?
No, Mr. Chair, I've also never seen it, but I'm told it's less than 5 minutes, if that would assist.
That's the good news.
Okay. Honorable Lagude.
Sorry, I'm very sorry, Chair. I just forgot something. I was just wondering.
Just before you proceed, Honorable Lagude, I'd recognize you. I'm going to, so that you don't have another chair in the meeting.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. If the evidence leaders and also the PP's team have not listened to the audio, is it safe for us to listen to it? I wanted to suggest that maybe they go and listen to it. They will play for us tomorrow.
Advocate Bow?
It's in the public domain. It's referred to in correspondence. It's a press briefing that the public protector did, and this committee is entitled to hear it.
I withdraw my suggestion.
Thank you, Honorable Lagos. Honorable Chabalala?
No, Chairperson. I thought when I spoke, ne, I might be wrong. Please help me out. I thought you declared the meeting closed. Ne? I just want to be sure. So that when we listen to the recording, we're still in the meeting officially. That's all, Chairperson. Thank you.
I did, and I was reminded. So the meeting is still in session until we complete the video. Thank you. Last, Advocate Mpofu.
Chair, I apologize, Honorable Lagude. I know Honorable Lagude has withdrawn her proposal, but I wanted to raise it from a different point of view. Not so much because we haven't had this recording, but if it's only 5 minutes, it might also be safer to borrow her word that it is played when the witness is here. Because remember, the witness is the one who raised it, and then Honorable Member raised it. It might well be that once it's played, there are questions that arise. Was that sentence this? Was that sentence that? And then the witness unless if Melanie can assure us that before we start, she'll play it for the witness or whatever. I'm just saying that because it might, the whole point of raising, of doing it here is that it might then form part of the cross-examination.
Advocate Mpofu, if you have no objection, I'll get a message to the witness to just listen to it again overnight. We'll save us time tomorrow because it's Friday. We're way behind schedule.
Okay.
And we really need to.
Happy with that? IT? Can we just share the video? I said so far. I'm not permission alone. I'm not permission alone. The public protector is muted.
We are not getting the audio.
We're trying to fix. We're fixing the audio. Can you get an indication IT for succeeding? Yes, Ms. Milan. Please.
Maybe the video itself is appealing for tomorrow.
Well, Judith Chabalala will be very happy if it's played tomorrow.
No, in fact, I'll be happy if it's played today, so I can ask about it. Thanks.
Okay, I'm told IT has to manually come down here. To sort that, let's just a little bit of patience and then we're done with the video.
Chair, Honorable Knox is asking if there's no one in the public domain to assist. Chair, as the EFF, we are more than happy to assist you. We understand technology better. We do it all the time. I'm sure you've seen our press conferences. It's just a click and you're on it. This is just too embarrassing.
No, it's your honorable MP is just creating rumors about herself. Otherwise, there's nothing.
Mola Kuzega, please, please.
And then? Oh God. What are they doing? Thank you.
Several investigations which we were conducting. The first one was relating to the pension payout to Mr. Pile, and
okay, we're hearing a voice there. Are we still in session? Okay, well, yeah, since we're waiting, I might as well just also report that the story, the issue of the emails, is there's also some progress there. We were told to go yesterday to the local public protector's office, which was done. So the access has been restored.
So the emails are sorted now.
They're restored, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. That's on record. Thanks. Ivana. Oh, man.
Here. Huh? Here. Chair.
Not the video is starting, please pause. We'll come back to you.
Plus, an anonymous complainant, where they were also very complained about the involvement of Mr. Gordhan. It needs to be clear to the parties that I refuse complaints. I don't go around and ask people to complain. And therefore, when I see the complaints, I would have to approach the person who's complained against the request they are trying to speak. And we will all know that the whoever complained was dealing with the role in which the processes which have been followed, the equipment, the procurement of the equipment, the operations. And another complaint was related to complaint under the expression of a certificate, where the violation that Mr. Gordhan denied in Parliament about his meetings with the protest. Therefore, coming forward to say there's still a number of interactions which we have with Mr. Gordhan. There's also another complaint about IMS lectures and under Mr. Gordhan's watch, and again, we will still go on today and request information. Now, the challenge I'm facing is that the reporting is presently issued. There was a serious attack on the person of the public, and this media narrative, which has been stated that I don't know any more of me. So, this is my opportunity to communicate with everyone in that. I will be issuing a 379 notice related to the area which I need to finalize the database, which at that time was actually last, related to the voters. But that is also a part of the 379 notice is issues related to the operations of the government. And I know that while we'll be faced with a lot of questions, there will be a lot of questions, there will be allegations that I'm also still executing with the content, but I'm doing work, and I said when it comes to the issue of the road permit, people have been tainted. And I think it has still going to happen, but I'm doing my work, and I will be serving that the notice today, which is the 2nd of June, 2019, the 3rd of June, 2019. And I'm ready to receive all the baggage, but I'm doing my work. I am not targeting or harassing any minister or any specific minister.
Thank you, IT. That's the video. Mm. So if you have questions on that, you can do
that. Thank you, IT. That's the video.
Yeah, I think it's Zungula, the suspect that. Unendo Gwenza, not alone. Honorable Hendricks, before we close.
Thank you very much for this opportunity.
Time is 15:33. The meeting is finally adjourned. We'll resume tomorrow at 10. Thank you.
Time is 15:33. The meeting is finally adjourned. We'll resume tomorrow at 10. Thank you.
Recording stopped.